Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Monday, June 16th, 2025, and we're looking at a market trying to shake off some of Friday's jitters.
That's right. Futures are definitely pointing to a higher start. The S&P 500 futures, for instance, are trading about 40 points above fair value. So a bit of a relief rally in the works.
What's fueling this early optimism? Especially after the weekend.
Well, a lot of eyes were on the Israel-Iran situation over the weekend. While the conflict continued, there were, crucially, no indications of direct U.S. involvement. That seems to have calmed some nerves, at least for now.
I see. And crude oil? That was a bit of a roller coaster, wasn't it?
It sure was. Crude revisited its high from Friday in overnight trade, but has since pulled back. It's currently hovering around the $72 per barrel area. But make no mistake, headlines from the Middle East will likely dominate trading sentiment today.
Got it. Let's take a quick trip around the globe. How did Asian markets close?
Asian markets generally ended on a higher note. Japan's Nikkei was up a solid 1.3%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 0.7%, and China's Shanghai Composite added 0.4%.
Any specific data out of China?
Yes. China's May retail sales were quite strong, up 6.4% year over year, which handily beat expectations. Industrial production, however, was a touch softer than anticipated, at 5.8%. An official from China's National Bureau of Statistics also cautioned that the country's economy still faces many uncertain factors.
Interesting. Anything else notable from Asia before we move to Europe?
A couple of things. Taiwan added Huawei and SMIC to its export control list, which is significant. And Japan's Prime Minister Ishiba is expected to meet with President Trump during the G7 meeting. Also, the Bank of Japan is set to announce its latest policy decision overnight, though a rate hike isn't really on the table.
Okay, and across the pond in Europe?
European indices are also trading in the green this morning. We're seeing Germany's DAX up about 0.4%, the UK's FTSE is up 0.5%, and France's CAC is showing a gain of 0.7%.
So a generally positive mood globally. What about on the home front? What economic data should we be watching today?
It's a relatively light slate, actually. The main event is the Empire State Manufacturing Survey for June, due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The consensus is looking for a reading of minus 6.6. That's a slight improvement from the prior minus 9.2, but still in contraction territory.
The WaveWriter AI report we saw also highlighted that, expecting it to remain weak, so traders will be watching that closely.
Absolutely. And don't forget, the G7 meetings are ongoing in Canada through tomorrow, so we could get some trade-related headlines. Plus, there's a $13 billion 20-year bond reopening at 1 p.m. Eastern.
And what are treasuries doing ahead of that?
They're on track for a modestly lower start. The 10-year yield is up about 2 basis points, sitting at 4.44%.
Now, the WaveWriter AI market sentiment analysis for SPY and QQQ from this morning showed some interesting points. It suggested a modest upward trajectory for both.
That's right. For SPY, the close near its highs at 600.799 indicates some bullish sentiment, with buyers willing to hold. And QQQ, closing at 531.020, also saw a rise, particularly with a volume spike, suggesting increased buyer interest, especially in those tech-heavy names.
And VXX, the volatility index?
VXX showed slight declines, closing around 52.679. That typically signifies reduced fear or market uncertainty, which aligns with the upward nudges in SPY and QQQ, a calmer market environment.
The report also flagged some key levels. For SPY, support around 597.50 and resistance near 600.86. For QQQ, support at 529.290 and resistance at 531.190.
Precisely. Breaking and holding above those resistance levels, especially with strong volume, would be a good sign for continued bullish momentum.
However, there was another WaveWriter AI report, the SA Monday one, which sounded a more bearish overall tone. It mentioned 200 buying versus 600 selling.
Ah, yes. An important counterpoint. That report did highlight a bearish volume skew and noted that the percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average is bearish and overbought. Though, interestingly, its primary indicator and weekly indicator were bullish, but with a quote, 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 flag. It really underscores the mixed signals out there, and the significant impact of geopolitical risks.
So it's a bit of a tug-of-war in sentiment then.
You could say that. Cautious optimism meets underlying geopolitical tension. That SA Monday report specifically pointed to those Israel-Iran tensions weighing on markets.
Let's pivot to sectors. The first WaveWriter report seemed keen on tech, XLK, and communication services, XLC.
Indeed. QQQ's strength naturally buoys XLK. XLC has been showing resilience. And XLRE, the real estate sector, also showed some potential for upward momentum, possibly looking for favorable monetary conditions.
And on the flip side, which sectors looked weaker?
That report indicated XLE, energy, despite the oil price gyrations, and XLB, materials, seemed to be stagnating a bit. However, the SA Monday report offered a slightly different take on energy, noting it outperformed strongly on a sharp oil price surge, while financials and tech led losses due to concerns like stablecoin competition and profit-taking.
So a bit nuanced on energy then? The main briefing mentioned crude pulling back from its highs, but the SA report noted a surge benefiting the sector.
Exactly. It's about the time frame. The initial surge in oil prices definitely gave energy stocks a boost. The more recent pullback in crude futures might temper some of that enthusiasm as the trading day progresses. It's a fast-moving piece of the puzzle. And that point about financials and tech leading losses in the SA report is definitely something to watch.
Understood. Any earnings reports on deck for today?
After the closing bell, we'll hear from Lennar, ticker LEN. And looking ahead to tomorrow morning, we've got JBL and WLY reporting.
And in terms of guidance, MGM Resorts provided an upgraded outlook for BetMGM, and NJ Resources reaffirmed its guidance for fiscal 25.
Good pickups. Those are certainly on the radar and can move individual stocks.
Speaking of individual stocks, let's hit some of the big pre-market movers. EchoStar, SATS, is absolutely on a tear, up a staggering 48%.
Wow, that's a massive move. The catalyst there seems to be President Trump urging the FCC to make a deal with the company. That's a huge reaction.
Another name moving on similar news is U.S. Steel, ticker X, up about 5% after President Trump approved its merger with Nippon Steel.
Definitely seeing some politically influenced trading there. And don't overlook AMD, up over 2% after announcing a collaboration with DigitalOcean. That's a solid tech name moving on its own news.
On the downside, though, Sarepta Therapeutics, SRPT, is taking a beating, down around 41%. Ouch.
That is a significant drop. The briefing mentioned a safety update for their drug, ELEVIDYS, and initiating steps to strengthen safety. That kind of news can really hit a biotech hard, and it looks like several analysts have downgraded the stock this morning, too.
Any M&A activity catching your attention?
A few things. Bunge confirmed it received the required approvals for its merger, and expects to close on July 2nd. Eaton is acquiring Ultra PCS to bolster its aerospace presence. And Supernus Pharma is set to acquire Sage Therapeutics. Also, Alphabet's $32 billion acquisition of Wiz is reportedly being reviewed by antitrust officials.
So, pulling all this together, what are some quick thoughts for traders as they head into the open?
Given the mixed signals and that geopolitical overhang, caution remains the watchword. That SA Monday report from WaveWriter suggested focusing on energy and defense sectors for relative strength, while perhaps being a bit more wary of extended longs in financials and tech until clearer stability emerges.
And did that report offer any specific stocks for a watch list?
It did. It mentioned Regeneron, REGN, for continuation, and Cisco, CSCO, for anticipation. And speaking of Cisco, it also received an upgrade to buy from hold at Deutsche Bank this morning, with a $73 price target.
A lot to process before that opening bell. We've got geopolitical tensions, a key piece of economic data with the Empire State Survey, and some very significant single stock stories playing out.
Absolutely. The market is definitely trying to recoup some of Friday's losses, but those headlines from the Middle East will be a major driver. Traders should keep a close eye on that Empire State number at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And of course, those key technical levels for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 we discussed.
It sounds like the overall sentiment is one of cautious optimism, but with a very clear and present undercurrent of geopolitical risk and some sector-specific pressures.
That sums it up perfectly. Traders will need to stay nimble, watch the volume for confirmation of moves, and be prepared for potential intraday swings based on news flow. It's shaping up to be an active Monday.
Indeed it is. Thanks for the insights. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back to help you navigate the markets. Have a great trading day, everyone.